Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Arts Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
This week marks the release of her second album, the new release Flying. It's out now. And the release party's Friday night at the Royal Room. In our studios today, she's backed by Bill Anschell, Chris Simer, and Devon Lewis on piano, bass, and drums. Please welcome Ms. John A. Kendrick.
Carried you halfway across the river on my neck, and you stung me. You stung me in a way. You knew down in your heart we'd never make it back, 'cause you needed me. You needed me to get there. You'd sooner take us both down than change your way. So I let you climb aboard, and you stung me. You stung me anyway. Why take the pilot down while on your way to shore, when you needed me? You needed me to get there. And when I felt the sting, why I almost had to laugh. How'd I ignore all the things you taught me in the past? What made it worse was knowing that feeling was my last. Better. should have known, I should have known, I should have known. Oh, 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 got it. Oh, I should have known. Now I'm going home, Scorpion.
I was right. Jeanne Kendrick and her band live on 88.5 KNKX, a studio session exclusive. We've got three songs for you this afternoon. Catch the full meal deal. Don't miss Jeanne Kendrick. The CD release party for Flying is at the Royal Room Friday night. Welcome to the show, Jeanne. Great to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
I want to help our audience get to know you a little bit. Singing was not your first direction. It's kind of been a tricky path through the world of jazz for you. You started out playing violin.
Piano. I started with piano and did not enjoy it at all and begged to play violin and eventually was allowed to start taking violin lessons, yes.
So instrumentalist at first, and some of your early singing heroes, Sarah Vaughan and Mariah Carey.
You know what's so funny? I feel like when I did that interview, I said the Mariah Carey part needed to be off the record.
No shame in Mariah Carey. Come on.
Yes, no, she was the first vocalist that I ever transcribed, not knowing what I was doing. I was singing along with everything and mm-hmm. just loved everything about that music.
Yeah, she is an acrobat.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if you could tell me when you first heard Sarah Vaughan singing.
It was towards the end of high school, and the only singing I'd been doing at that point was in the vocal jazz choir, mm-hmm. and which I loved and learned a lot about music from that experience. And one of my friends gave me a cassette tape that tells you how old I am of Sarah Vaughan, just one tape, and that was my only jazz vocal reference. When I applied for college and somehow managed to get in, Sarah Vaughan was the only singer that I listened to for a good like 2.5-3 years. And for a while, I wound up singing exactly like her. And then I spent time trying not to sound exactly like her as the journey goes.
Now, you've had a wonderful trip through academia with Western Michigan University, the Thelonious Monk Institute, and Loyola University in New Orleans, and that's where I want to go next. You got to work with some of the greats down in the Big Easy, Nicholas Payton and mm-hmm. Ellis Marsalis and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. Could you tell us what you brought back from your time in New Orleans?
I want to say that my music was heavily influenced by that experience and by those people and by that food. I was nowhere near the musician that I am now. And I feel like a lot of my growth and actually just learning to accept what my musical voice was, what it is and what it was gonna be, mm-hmm. was through the experience of living in New Orleans. And just connecting with those musicians and being fed by them musically and with actual food. And just growing and becoming accepting of my musical journey as it is.
Now, I would love to know how you moved from that amazing jazz community to the amazing jazz community we have here in Seattle. What brought you to the Northwest?
I started to feel in New Orleans like I wanted to do something else and I wanted to do more. I would go to dinner parties with friends and there'd be like a doctor who's like, oh, yeah, I did this at work today. And another guy who was in like helping in the community. Oh, I spent an hour under a bridge trying to find people who qualify for this kind of, you know, program or that program. So like I was having dinner with these amazing people and they'd be like, what'd you do today? And I was like, oh, I wrote a song and I practiced. It was a great day. You know, I just started to feel like I needed to do more and I needed to give more. So I thought I'd make my way eventually into academia as a professor. And, you know, everyone tells you, you apply for hundreds of jobs and you get 10 interviews and then you get one on-site interview and then you don't get the job. So I was like, okay, I'm going to start applying. And I applied to be a professor, assistant professor at the time at Cornish here in Seattle. And I don't know how, but they chose me. And so I moved here to become an assistant professor at Cornish and have made my way through the ranks now full professor and loving it.
We are very lucky to have you in town, so thank you so much for coming. And thanks to Cornish for bringing you here.
Yeah.
And Jhené Kendrick's CD release party, the new record's Flying. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. The release party is at the Royal Room Friday night. Don't miss that one, 8 o'clock start time. What have you got for us next, Jhené?
This next one, I first heard it performed by Nat King Cole, and it's one from the album. It's entitled The Lonely One. There is a very quiet girl they call the lonely one. There's sorrow in her face and sadness in her eyes. And if you look into the find it's been deceived by broken vows and lies. Is it good to have pride with a longing to hide all your heartaches and fears? Is it wise to be cold and to struggle to hold back the tears? If you could only see the girl they call the lonely one, you know that since you're gone, the lonely one is me. Within you could only see the girl they call the lonely one. You know that since you're gone, the lonely one is me. Since you're gone, the lonely one is me.
Jeanne Kendrick, singing and playing harmonium there. It's Bill Anschell, Chris Simer, and Devon Lewis at the piano, bass, and drums. The same band will be at the Royal Room Friday night to celebrate the release of Jeanne's brand new record, Flying. It's her second album. And Jeanne, this new album is half originals and half standards. The first one was all original tunes. I would love to ask you about your songwriting style. Is there a pattern you have, a routine for how songs come together, or is it every child is a different child?
It's exactly that. All my babies are conceived in very different ways. Sometimes I'll be walking, a melody will come to me. Sometimes I'll have a feeling, something that I want to write about. I don't know. You know, when I was in grad school and studying under Terrence Blanchard, he gave us a lot of tools and did a lot of, we did a lot of exercises on composition, and that's mainly what we focused on. And I knew that I loved writing music, but I did not know then that I love sharing the things that I write. At that time, I kept everything to myself. I wrote a lot of music and no one ever heard it. And finally, I mean, as a result of being at the Institute and spending time there, I realized that I had a lot of things that I really needed to be able to say, and they come in completely different ways. I never know. And I try to allow them to be born in an honest and organic way. And sometimes I'm happy with the baby that I made, and sometimes I don't want to look at that baby ever again. You know, it kind of goes both ways.
Now, as I said, the new record has about half standards and pop songs on there. And I wonder, with a range like yours, there's not a lot that's out of your wheelhouse. So I wonder how you go about picking from a world of music.
With regard to, this one, I really just wanted to do songs that I love. Yeah. Some songs that I've been singing for years, literally for years. The Very Thought of You is an arrangement that I did years ago. And I've just always been in love with John Mayer's music. So I wanted to, and one, this song in particular, 3x5, is a song that I just love so much. So I had to record it. These were basically songs that told me, you have to record me. Mm-hmm. I didn't put too much thought into it. It just kind of fell into place.
Now, you've said that the new record, Flying, isn't strictly a jazz album, and I wonder if we could talk a little bit about that and how the word jazz has a lot of baggage that gets carried with it, and people, you know, may not want to go to a jazz show, but they'll go see Jeanne Kendrick sing all day long.
Boy, do I hope you're right. More than anything, my deal is that I don't consider myself to be a jazz singer. I don't consider myself to write jazz music. I mean, I'm influenced by Mariah Carey, for crying out loud. I'd be such a poser if I was like, oh, this is it. This is what I do. I'm into all kinds of music, and I pride myself in allowing the things that I love to listen to, Regina Spektor, Imogen Heap, Ingrid Michaelson, different songwriters that I love, that people would be like, whoa. My students are always surprised. They'll say, oh, blah, 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 Regina Spektor. And I'm like, oh, I love her. I saw her in a recording studio once. And they're like, wait, what? You know who this person is? I'm just fed by so many things. And I've allowed that music to kind of make its way into and then out of me. So it's more that I don't consider myself to be a jazz singer, but I love jazz music.
Right on. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your relationship with your jazz students at Cornish. You've been teaching there for a while. We've got a school of jazz student taking over the 8 o'clock hour of evening jazz next Thursday. And her name is John V. Madon. She's playing all women in jazz. And I wonder if you could talk about how you relate to young women in jazz and if there's anything you can tell them about being a young woman in the world of jazz.
Well, you want to know. The title track from my album is Flying, and the story behind that song itself is it's kind of like a nod to the Me Too movement. I feel like a lot of women in the jazz community on the scene experience all kinds of things. And, you know, when I was coming up in college and in grad school even, it was just, oh, that's just how it is. This is just the nature of the beast. And you just kind of have to put up with it. And, you know, and I just think that is total BS. And I'm not interested in allowing that message to be something that is told to young women anymore. So I'm very vocal about the reality and the power that we have and the importance of telling your truth and being direct and being, you know, it turns into, oh, this is, she's this kind of person, like the labeling, oh, she's a you know what, because she knows what she wants. But, you know, it's really for me at the end of the day, earn respect. You have to do things to earn respect, and you present yourself in a way and you learn what you need to do and you get your stuff together and don't worry about all those other things. I spent a lot of time going, no, when you have it all together, there will be no questioning you. There will be no challenging you. That's what I'm focused on with my students, is making them just the most amazing musicians, not singers, but the most amazing musicians. That's my goal.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get on out to the Royal Room to catch Jeanne Kendrick celebrating the release of her new record, Flying, Friday night. We've got time for one more song in our studios today. What are we going to finish with?
It Could Happen to You.
Oh, wonderful.
Your heart from sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring, round when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. And it happened to me. Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't go counting stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me. Nobody did the eye, no,
bells ring, run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be my baby, and it happened to me. It happened to me. Oh, all I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me.
Jeanne Kendrick, ladies and gentlemen, live on 88.5 KNKX with her wonderful band, Bill Anschel, Chris Seimer, Devon Lewis, piano, bass, and drums. Amazing. Find this same band at the Royal Room Friday night celebrating the release of Jeanne Kendrick's brand new record, Flying. You want to get this album so bad that you're going to pick up her first record here as well. I know it. Thank you so much for being here, Jeanne.
Thank you for having us.
Wonderful time. Thanks to all the members of our leadership circle and everyone who supports KNKX. Your generous contributions make these performances possible. Check out all the archives at knkx.org. I'd also like to thank our studio session sponsors, the Shack Art Center. Thanks to Brian Moynihan for his audio production. And with that, we'll send it back to Robin Lloyd with more Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.